第一节要对题目是趋红性的现代教训。
And the first session we shall touch upon today's teachings from the seven letters.
所以趋红性是启示录二章三章的，写给七个教会的，这个书信。
And these seven letters are from chapters two and three of the book of Revelation. That is the letters that were written to the seven churches.
这个启示录是66卷圣经里边最深的一卷。
And indeed, the book of Revelation is the profound book of all the 66 books.
所以一般的基督徒啊，因为看起来不懂什么意思，所以不太喜欢念。
And hence, most Christians, because it is difficult to understand, hence they try to refrain from reading this book.
可是这个启示录和末世啊有直接的关系，很多有关末世的预言。
However, within this book of Revelation, there are many prophecies regarding towards the end times.
因此，在这个末世的信徒应该要多看，那多听。
Therefore, we Christians in the end times should gather the teachings from this book.
我们请看启示录第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
启示录第一章的第三节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near.
这里告诉我们念这个启示录啊，念启示录，那听启示录，那遵守其中教训的人有福气。
Here he said that blessed are those who read the word of this book.And keep the prophecy written in it.
尤其我们现在一个人一本圣经啊，很容易，能够直接的念到启示录。以前不是的。
And nowadays it is convenient for us because we have a Bible in our hands. But this is not so in the olden days.
啊，所以我们需要念，也需要听啊，更要来遵守里面所有的教训。
Because we need to read and we need to hear and also to keep those things that are written in this book.
我昨天晚上讲的那个是关于启示录的预言。
And last night I touched upon the prophecy of this book.
启示录有很多关于耶稣在人前要发生的事情的预言。
And this book contains many of the prophecies of the second coming of Christ.
昨天晚上我们所查考的说，耶稣在人前这个波斯湾会发生大战争。
And last night, the sermon topic touched upon the great war in the Persian Gulf before the second coming of Christ.
那是因为这个油的问题会发生大战争。
And that's because of the oil field.
还有一个就是哈密杰多顿的战争，这个是以色列国和这个阿拉伯集团的这个大战争。
And also the battle of Armageddon is between Israel and the Arab nations.
这两个战争既然主耶稣在圣经事先告诉我们，绝对不能，不会避免。
And these two great battles are recorded in the Bible, and they shall come true.
啊，所以我们根据那个预言，应该知道，我们现在是兴在末日临近的人。
Therefore, according to the prophecy, we understand that we are in the end times.
这个启示录的解释啊，可以说归纳几种了哈，各教会的这个解释不太一样。
And the definition of revelation are under different categories according to the different church denominations.
有一种叫做过去的解释法，认为这个启示录的内容是已经过去了，和现在没有关系。
There's one form of saying that within this book, most of the things are of the past.
那个是关于这个属灵时代的事情，已经过了。
And these are matters pertaining to the apostolic times. They are of the past.
第二种解释法是叫做历史的解释法，它根据这七个教会，七个教会的历史，它分为这个七个时代，说这个七个教会是七个时代，那么现在是第七个时代。
And the second explanation is according to a historical explanation, and that is these seven churches represent seven generations, and we are right now at the last seventh generation.
我跟主耶稣啊，没有对这七种性没有那个意思，那个会说乱解释的。
I believe that these are not the understanding by Jesus Christ.
那第三律是叫做未来解释法，它认为这个启示录第四章以后，就教会被提以后要发生的，所以这个属于未来的。
And the third kind of explanation belongs to the future, as of chapter 4 onwards.
他们常常说耶稣要来，好像在讲台上说耶稣要来，耶稣要来。
They often claim that Christ is coming.
他们所说的耶稣要来和圣经所说的耶稣要来不一样。
And what they claim as to the second coming of Christ is different from what is recorded in this Bible.
他们说耶稣晚上来说不定。
They say that Jesus may come in the evening.
那耶稣来的时候，得救的人都会被提上来。
And when Jesus comes, those who are saved will be raised.
说两个人在床里睡觉，提一个放一个。
Saying that two may be sleeping, one is raised and the other is left behind.
假如耶稣在夜间来啊，那这一对夫妻，那太太有信主，丈夫没有信主，那太太就被提上了。那天亮的时候，丈夫找不到太太。
And so if according to this explanation, and that is at the second coming of Christ, if the wife who believes in Jesus is raised, then the husband would not find the wife the next morning.
那就是白天来，两个人在推磨啊，说提一个放一个。
And also in the day, if Jesus were to come and they were to grind the meal, then one is raised and the other is not.
他们一说耶稣要来到空中了，那这个得救的都被提上。
And they are saying, an explanation is that Christ is coming in the air and you shall be raised in mid-air.
那地上啊，还在地上，其实人都是不信的，是罪人。
And all those who are on the land are sinners.
所以真神要降七年的灾难给他们。
And hence, our true God is going to send down seven plagues.
那这七年的灾难期满了以后，被提上的教会啊，和耶稣要再临在耶路撒冷。
And after the 7 years of plague are over, then the church will be raised at New Jerusalem.
那以耶路撒冷做这个基督王国的首都啊，那全世界的人都要信耶稣。
And Jerusalem being the capital of the new kingdom, and therefore everyone need to come to believe.
按我看起来，这种解释是乱解释的。And
according to my understanding, such explanation has no grounding.
主要是在马太25章谈到他要再临。
In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus mentioned that he's coming again.
那万民都住在他的面前受审判。
And that the multitude shall receive judgment before him.
啊，右边的就上天国了。
Those who are on the right will enter the heavenly kingdom.
左边的下地狱。
Those on the left are cast into hell.
那天地就会毁掉。
And the heaven and earth are passed away.
没有说什么耶稣来以后还有一千年的王国。 这个要实现在地上。
And there's no such term as the 1,000 millennium that is going to be existed on this earth.
那我们本会的启示录解释和台湾第一个信徒黄长老啊，有很重要的关系。And
according to our church, and the standpoint that we take in for this explanation comes from Elder Huang.
黄长老是台湾很出名的人啊，他以前是。
And Elder Huang, he used to be a famous politician of Taiwan.
他是长老会的信徒。
And he was a member of the Presbyterian Church.
他后来因为不习惯了这个日本对台湾的政治，所以他全家都搬到中国大陆。
And later, because he was not used to the Japanese rule, so he and his family immigrated to China.
就是在中国大陆。 接到这个真的是教会，所以他们一家人和一些台湾人都相信。It
was in China that he and his family received the good news and believed in Jesus.
那么他为了要救台湾同胞，就在1926年呢，带两位长老从台湾这个中国大陆到台湾去传教。And
in order to save his fellow Taiwanese people, in 1926, together with two other elders, they went to Taiwan to preach.
从那一点开始，一直到现在，台湾的信徒已经超过40,000人。And
from that time onwards till the present, the Taiwanese members have reached over 1 million.
这个是从这个黄长老来的。And
this came from Elder Huang.
那黄长老他信耶稣以后啊，在南京啊，在上海总部服侍主一段时间。
And after Elder Huang came to believe in Christ, he served God in Nanking of China.
然后后来就回到台湾，在他的故乡，他的故乡那个教会是台湾第一间教会。
And then later he returned to Taiwan and worked in his hometown, but he established the first church.
叫做十五章里的十五章里教会。
And it's known as 十五章里 church.
但是在乡下。
And it's in the rural area.
那么他就是不再做数据的事情，他一直研究圣经。
And he refrained from any secular matter, but just focus on his study of the Bible.
所以他留一本啊，启示录的研究给我们。
And he has left a book on the study of the book of Revelation for us.
那本启示录研究可以说他花了30多年的时间写出来的。
And this book has cost him over 30 years of writing.
我们写一本书，就是花了2年3年，大家就说他很用功了，不随便写。
And today, if a person were to write a book for 2 to 3 years, he is a very good student.
但是那一本启示录研究花了30年以上，很不容易的。But
the research on this book of Revelation by Elder Young was over 30 years.
那他先是钉在这个圣灵报。And
first, it was being published in the Holy Monthly
Publication. 那要钉在圣灵报都要经过审查委员会审查。 所以黄章老在《圣灵报》上发表的启示录的启示，或是台湾的教会啊，这些干部啊所同意的。And
in order to get the publication in the Holy Monthly, it needs to go through the censorship board.
那他住在乡下，安息日都是讲启示录。And
since he lived in the rural areas, every Sabbath day he will touch upon Revelation.
但是那边的人都农夫啊，好多都不识字的。
However, most of the people, they were farmers or illiterate.
所以我想黄长老讲启示录他们听不懂。
Hence, I believe if Elder Huang talk about Revelation, they will not understand.
但是黄长老的头脑就充满启示录，他没有别的事情要讲，讲来讲去讲启示录。
However, Elder Huang is very interested in this book of Revelation, and that is what he touched upon all the time.
那我们常常去拜访他，我们一见面就讲启示录。 讲到中午吃饭啊，吃过饭来讲，讲到要下午4点，我们才离开他的家。
And every time we visit him, we'll touch upon this book until 12 noon and write till 4 in the afternoon before we left.
那他是可以说他能够买到的启示录的书啊，他都解释的书，他都有买到。
And he tried to get hold of all the commentaries book on the book of Revelation.
但是他写出来的启示录的研究啊，和他们都不一样。
However, what he has written in his commentary is different from others.
的确有圣灵带领他，救赎他。
Indeed, he has the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以对我来说啊，我对现在对这个启示录的了解，就是因为黄长老有留下那一本书给我们，那我常常看啊，这个得到很大的这个注释。
And hence, as for the elder himself, the understanding from this book of Revelation comes from the book that Elder Huang has prepared.
我们现在看第一章19节。Let's
look at chapter 1, verse 19.
他的启示录的解释啊，这个分段啊是非常重要。And
the explanation within this book is being divided into different categories.
就第一章19节，一般的这个启示录解释家，他是分你三段。
And according to most authors of other commentaries, they divided this chapter into 3 parts.
第一段是说你所看见的。The
first part is what you have seen.
他们说你所看见的就是第一章了。And
they say that this refers to the first chapter.
第二段是现在的事。And
the second part is the matters at hand.
就是2章3章。And
that is chapter 2 and 3.
那第三段是将来必成的事，4章以后。
And the third part touched upon the future, and that is from chapter 4 onwards.
那么对这一节黄长老他根据很多翻译本呐，他说应该是分为2段。
And according to Elder Huang and other commentaries that he has gathered, it should be divided into 2 chapters, 2 parts.
也有几个翻译本是这样记载的，是说把你所看见的有部分。 是关于现在的，有部分是关于将来必成的。所看见的，包括现在和将来的内容，是这样。
And there are also commentaries that mention that what you have seen is the first part, and the future refers to the second part, and this is what they gather.
所以这个启示录的时候呢，有一部分是关于现在，关于现在是当时的啦，一部分是关于将来必成的。
And hence, from this book of Revelation, one part refers to the present time, whereas the next part, the second part, is the future.
那所以当时的现在就是奥当山章那七个教会的时代。
And at that time, the moment at hand was the churches in chapter 2 and 3.
那将来必成的事是第四章以后。
And the future events are from chapter 4 onwards.
我们看第四章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 4, verse 1.
第四章第一节就是天上有门开了，啊，那说你到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你，所以以后必成的事就是第四章开始。And
here in verse 4, it mentions that I shall show you the things that will take place after these, and it takes place from chapter 4 onwards.
那问题说，就将来必成的事的起点。 从那里开始算,
and the things that to happen will take place after this, from this point onwards.
我刚才说这个未来解释法，这个是外教会的解释法。他说那个将来必成的事是教会已经被提上以后的事情。
And according to the commentaries of other Christian denominations, and that is in terms of the future events where the church will be raised, starts from this second part.
我现在讲的比较深了，不过。 向您开你们的心灵，能够明白多少，明白多少就好了。And
what the elder is going to touch upon may seem very profound, but may the Holy Spirit open our eyes so that we can understand.
这个圣灵分为两期降，属灵时代的圣灵叫做秋雨，也叫做早雨了。那么现在的圣灵叫做晚雨，也叫做春雨，分为两期降。
And the descension of the Holy Spirit is divided into two times. The first is the early rain, and that is the autumn rain. And now we are in the latter rain, and that is the spring rain.
那就将来必成的事，就是说晚雨圣灵降临以后必成的事。
And as to the things that will take place after this, refers to the events that take place after the latter rain.
这个判断很重要，我个人是赞成这个判断。
And this standpoint is very important, and I personally take hold of this point.
那我现在是先要来讲这个奥当三章的事情。
Now we'll touch upon chapter 2 and 3 first.
奥当三章是写给当时七个教会的信。
And chapter 2 and 3 are the letters written to the seven churches.
我们看这个第二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节是写给以弗所教会的信。
Here it is a letter that's written to the church of Ephesus.
第二章第八节,
chapter 2, verse 8.
写给斯美纳的教会,
it's a letter to the church in Samaria.
第二章十八节,
chapter verse 18.
写给推亚推拉的信,
it's the letter to the church in Thyatira.
那么这个一个十二节啊，就是写给比加摩的信，十二节。
And also verse 12 records the letter to the church in Pergamos.
所以这个第二章是写给四个教会的信。
So chapter 2 records the letters to the four churches.
那第三章第一节写给撒迪教会。
And beginning of chapter 3 verse 1 is the letter to the church in Sardis.
第七节是给腓立比的教会。
And verse 7 is the letter to the church in Philadelphia.
三章十四节就给老底嘉教会。
And chapter 3, verse 14 is the letter to the church of the Laodiceans.
这七个教会你们以后啊，翻开圣经后面的一个圣经地图哈，那个地图就小亚细亚，小亚细亚那个地图啊，就这七间教会排作两排，一排是四个，一排三个，这个是当时实在有的教会。
And if you were to open the map behind your Bible, you shall locate these seven different churches, and they are located in Asia Minor, four on one side and three on the other side.
那这七个教会啊，只有两个没有被责备。
And out of these seven churches, only two did not receive rebuke.
这两个，第一个就是斯美纳教会。
And out of these two churches, the first church is the church in Smyrna.
另外一个是三章七节的那个腓立比教会。
And the next one is the church in Philadelphia of chapter 3 verse 7.
这两个没有受主耶稣的责备，其他五个都是受责备的。
And these two churches did not receive rebuke from Jesus, but the other five.
那我们现在先留意这个受信的人，接受这个信的人到底是谁？
Now first we shall look into the receiver of the letters.
看第一章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 1 verse 1.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说。 每一封信都是这样，要写给使者，这个使者就是教会的代表人物。
And let's look at verse 1 of chapter 2, saying that you shall write to the angel of the church.
那么要通过使者，这个代表好像长老了，那么他再传给这个教会的信徒。
And these angels of the church are like the elders and the deacons who shall spread it to the members.
可是到第七节怎么说？
However, it's written in verse 7.
说圣灵像众教会所说的，有耳朵的就应该听。起初说写给以弗所教会，但是最后是说圣灵像众教会所说的。可见这封信不但是要给以弗所教会，是要给当时所有的教会。
And here we can see that in verse 1, it mentions that it's to the angel of the church of Ephesus that's written. But in verse 7, the Holy Spirit says to the churches. Therefore, we can see that this message is directed to all the churches.
也不是单单写给代表人，是要写给每一个信徒。有耳朵的就信，每个信徒都有耳朵吧？有耳朵的就要听，就是写给每一个信徒。
It is not just written for the messenger, but rather to each and every member, because those who have ear, let him hear.
七封信都是这样写的。
And these are what is recorded in all the seven letters.
所以我们要看那七封信做一封信。Hence,
we have to gather these seven letters and look at it as one letter.
虽然是七封信，好像是要给七个教会，但是每一封信都要给众教会，所以是当时所有的教会啊。 都要接受那七封信，七封信看作一封信，所有的教会都要接受，所有的信徒都要接受，是这样。And
although the seven letters are as one, but each of the seven churches has to receive it one.
再来就是谈到他们有什么美点，有什么垂点，那有垂点的叫他们要悔改，那叫悔改。 这个德性的教会就有赏赐，甚至是这样写。And
then we can see that what is written is to tell them about their good points and also their weaknesses, and to overcome their weaknesses so that they shall receive reward.
我们看第二章。Let's
look at chapter 2.
第二节。Verse
2.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容人恶人，你也曾试验那诸经为属徒。 就不是属徒的，看出他们是假的来。这几句话都是赞美的。And
here, all these few words are words of praise.
有所教会是一个相当好的教会，有时候这个属灵知识很高的教会。And
the church of Ephesus is a model church and a church that is spiritual.
所以这个真的假的，他看得很清楚。Therefore,
they can discern good and evil.
他也为了主耶稣的教会啊。 这个做了好多的这个劳碌了。And
they have also much labor for the church.
因为这个有所啊，保罗又住在那里三年之久。And
in the church of Ephesus, Paul has spent 3 years.
可是把他们的这个美点称赞以后，就告诉有所教会一件不好的事情。And
however, after they have received words of praise, he will tell them one matter that is. Their weakness.
看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
第一说，人老有一件事情我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，这个是他们的缺点。And
this is their shortcoming.
离开了这个起初的爱心。That
they have left their first love.
那么在这样情况下，第五节说，那你要回想啊，你那个起初的爱心是怎么样消失掉的，怎么样堕落的。
And verse 5 mentions that you have to remember from where you have fallen.
你要恢复去行起初的那个爱心。
That you have to repent and do the first works of God.
不然的话,
or else,
啊，你这个教会啊要被移动了，就会变质的。
Your church will be removed.
那再来，在第六节有称赞他们一件事情，就他们呢恨恶尼哥拉一党的人的行为。
And then verse 6 also records a word of praise, that is, they hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
那最后就是说，假如能够这个笃信的教会，就是说把这个不好的改掉了，就有赏赐。
And then later it says that if the church were to overcome their weaknesses, they shall receive reward.
要给他们生命树的果子吃。
They shall eat from the tree of life.
就一人的人里面有一棵生命树啊。那这个生命树的果子，神没有禁止，不可吃，可以吃。
And in the midst of the paradise of God, there's a tree of life whose fruit is not forbidden.
吃了那个生命树的果子，就永远不死。
And once you have partaken the fruit from this tree of life, you will never die.
这创世纪第三章圣经记载啊，神怕这个犯罪的亚当啊，伸手在那个生命树的果子吃，永远活着，所以把他们赶出去。
And in chapter 3 of Genesis mentions that God fears that Adam will reach out and gather the fruit from the tree of life and live forever. Therefore, he cast them out from the garden of Eden.
人没有犯罪啊，过着伊甸园的美好的生活，那永远活着好。但是犯罪以后，有疾病，有痛苦，会老，啊，那么这样的罪人永远活着好可怕。
If man did not sin, he shall dwell in the Garden of Eden peacefully and blissfully. However, once man become a sinner, and if he were to live forever, he will remain a sinner forever.
就是在那个生命树的果子吃啊，永远不得不死，那要怎么办？
And so if he were to partake this fruit, then he shall never die. What would happen?
当然了，人死的太年轻也是很可惜了，但是活的太老也很可怕。
And indeed, it is regretful for one to die when one is very young. But however, if one were to live until one is too old, it can be a fearful matter as well.
摩西活到120岁，因为神有给他特别的工作，所以他眼睛不昏花，精神不衰退。
And Moses lived up to 120 years old because God has strengthened him so that his eyes were not faint.
现在的人就要活到100岁哈，大概离不开床了。大概24个小时躺在这个床上。
Even if a person were to live up to 100 years old today, he will be bound in bed.
那假如后代啊，好像媳妇哈，咋不这样了？媳妇孩子他说很孝顺了、啊，还好了，能够把那这个床啊打得很干净的，到那个房间去没有个臭臭的味道。假如不孝的祖孙呐、啊，那就糟糕了。
And if the grandchildren were filial, they will come and look after the person who is sick and get and clean up the room. However, if your grandchildren are not filial, then it will be a very pitiful state.
所以罪人长命哦，好可怕的。
Hence, it will not be a good matter if a sinner were to live forever.
所以神怕他亚当啊，在那个生命树的果子处永远不朽，在这个。罪人的情况下永远不死，好可怕，要把他们赶出去。
Hence, God did not want Adam to reach out for the fruit so that he would live forever in a sinner state. Therefore, they are cast out from the Garden of Eden.
这说起来是神的慈悲。
And this indeed is the grace of God.
但是对有所教会说，你假如做一个德行的教会，要给你生命树的果子吃，换一句话说，是要给你得永生。
And here, in this letter to the Church of Ephesus, saying that if you were to overcome, you shall eat from the tree of life, that is, they shall receive eternal life.
这七封信呢，顺序都是这样子。先提起，有每点就先提起他的每点，稍微称赞一下，再来就提出他的缺点。
And these are the similarities of the seven letters, that is, first, words of praise will be mentioned, and then comes words of rebuke.
那提出他的缺点以后，就告诉他怎么样悔改。
And then after the weaknesses are laid out, they are told to overcome them.
那他就是晓得改悔改，这个德性的教会有什么赏赐？大概都是这种顺序讲的。
And if they learn how to overcome, then they shall receive reward.
这对我们现在来说，这是一个非常好的教育方法。
And for us today, it is a good way of education.
以前我们那个乡下人的母亲呢、啊、孩子一搞错了做错了就是打。
And in the olden days, mothers of the rural areas will discipline their children with a rod.
那孩子哭妈妈也哭。
And it ended up that both mother and child will be crying.
那打完了妈妈也没讲话孩子就莫名其妙为什么妈妈你打我啊也不敢问。
And after the mother has disciplined the child with the rod and finished crying, the child would not dare to ask why he was being disciplined.
乡下好多妈妈就是这样的教育方法的，这个不是方法，这个根本没有方法。
And this is
也不是方法。
And this is the way how the mothers of the rural areas will teach their children, and this is not a correct method.
那么现在的父母亲有点呢、啊？孩子的每点不看了、啊、一直看他的缺点一直责备。
And today, some parents will not focus on the good points of their children, but rather their shortcomings.
我不晓得你们有没有看过啊那个杜子文仔啊那个 Reader's Digest, 那里边有。
Whether you have read of a certain article in the Reader's Digest magazine, which was being published 3 times, and it was a very moving story.
题目是说我的儿子啊，爸爸对不起你。
And the title is that my son, your father has fallen short of you.
这个爸爸是一个儿子，这个儿子非常乖，成绩啊都是第一名。
Saying that this father has a son, who is a very good student.
但是没有一次啊，得到爸爸的称赞和鼓励。
But there was not even once that he received praise from his father.
早上要去学校的时候，说爸爸我要去了。那爸爸怎么回答
？And in the morning he says that Dad, I'm going to school. And how did the father reply?
要好好听课，要好好听课。
You must listen to the class and be attentive.
那这个成绩单拿回来的时候就考第一名。
And when the report card is back and he is first in class.
要认真读，要保住第一名，就是这样子。
And the father will be very strict. You must study hard and keep it at this grade.
晚上睡觉的时候说爸爸晚安明天早点起来、啊、
And at night when the child would say good night dad and the father would say you have to get up early tomorrow
所以这个孩子啊很伤心
And so this child is very sorrowful
实在是过好的孩子啊太好
And it's such a wonderful child
很值得爸爸称赞的
And is worthy of the praise of the father.
爸爸一句话都不承认。
But this father refused to praise his son.
所以这个孩子精神上很闷。
And he is and therefore he feels emotionally sorrowful.
给医生看说没有什么病。
And when he went to the doctor claimed that he has no illness.
一直说下去。
But he began to become thinner and thinner.
后来他妈妈告诉他爸爸了，说爸爸。这个孩子这么乖，我没有听你就说你这个称赞他。
And then later the mother told her husband that we have such a wonderful child, but you have never once praised him.
你天天都一个很大的压力要加在他身上。
Because all you are doing is to pressurize him every day.
有一天晚上，他爸爸去看他的孩子正在睡觉。
And one night when the child was sleeping, the father went to his room.
那个孩子的床边呢流泪。
And his father was crying beside the bed of his son.
他从心里说我的孩子爸爸对不起你。
And within his heart he said that my son, your dad is sorry.
流下眼泪那个眼泪滴到他的这个脸孩子醒过来。
And the father was crying and his tears were dropped on the...reached the forehead of his child.
我的孩子，爸爸对不起你。
And he kept saying that my son, I'm sorry.
你那么乖，那么用功，爸爸都没有称赞过你。
That you have been so obedient and such a good student, and your father has never praised you before.
那这样子，这个孩子得到很大的鼓励。
And then this child received great encouragement.
精神就很明朗了，像这个，这个。精神挺好就是的、啊、
And he became very joyful.
过着非常快乐的日子。
And lead a very happy life.
所以这启用性的那个方法、啊、我认为这个是 给我们今天很好的教育方法。
And from the method of educating in this seven letters is a good model for us to learn today.
我们对孩子有错的，当然要告诉他，你不要一直打他打他，也没有说你要但你到底哪一点不对，那不对应该怎么办，都没有告诉他方法，那不是教育方法。
And so today, when we discipline our child, you cannot hit him with a rod because he will not know what is wrong, but rather to educate him and let him know his shortcoming.
那么我们好像我们这个讲道的人啊，我们传道的啊，负责人讲讲师啊，讲道也是一样啊。你讲道不要一直骂，一直骂啊，骂信徒，那信徒来教会啊，还没到教会去啊，现在还是被挨骂的了，不晓得骂哪一点。
And this is similar to the coordinators, the elders and the deacons, and that when you deliver the sermon, do not be harsh and rebuke the members because they would not like to receive such scoldings in church.
为骂为坏。
Because the more you rebuke, the worse they become.
你们家是不是去看那个叫什么海豚呢、啊？海豚会跳啊，会表演。
And if you were to look at a dolphin, it will leap and jump.
大概在大家都会留意到的。每次表演，不管大的小的表演，一定比他小一次，一定。
And we usually see that after their performance, these dolphins will receive a fish as a reward.
不但这样子，有时候摸摸他的头，啊。
It's not sometimes the trainees will rub their head.
那就是鼓励。
And this is a form of encouragement.
他们那个教育方法有时候会打的，有时候会打，但是还是用鼓励的比较多。
And although their educating method includes discipline with a rod, but encouragement is a great stands a bigger part.
所以我们对自己儿女也是一样，对弟兄姊妹也是一样，对一切的人一样，我们要多鼓励啊，少责备。当然应该责备的要责备了，但是还是多鼓励好，多鼓励会给他进步。
And this is also the same way that we should treat our children, our fellow brothers and sisters, and also our friends, so that encouragement should be more edified rather than with less rebuke.
那有错的时候，你要告诉他错在哪里，同时告诉他要怎么样改，要告诉他方法，这个才是教育方法。
And if there were to be any shortcomings, you should reveal to the other person of the shortcomings, and also to give ways and methods. To suggest to make it improve.
最后提出这个美好的这个前途，你假如晓得改，你前途多么光明啊！
And then later you talk about the bright future that's awaiting for you if you know how to change.
这样子会给对方这个努力进步的。
Because this will only help the other person to improve.
所以这七封信大概写法都是这样的。
And so within the seven letters, these are the way that it's being written.
那么这七个教义里面有五个都是责备的，那主要的缺点是什么呢？
So therefore, if we look at the five churches out of the seven that receive rebuke, what are their shortcomings?
第二章的第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
这个是失去起初的爱心。
First, they have lost their first love.
我说这七封信要做一封信看。
It was mentioned that these seven letters should be regarded as one.
这七个教会要做，爱做团体教会看。
And likewise, these seven churches should be regarded as one.、
当时教会有的部分、有的地区已经失去起初的爱心。
Because at that time, some of the churches have already left their first love.
十四节。
Verse 14.
有的服从巴兰的教训。这个巴兰本身是贪财的先知。
Because some hold the doctrine of Balaam, and he is one who is of the monetary means.
先知都贪财的，信徒怎么不贪
？So if the prophet is greedy for monetary means, then how about the members themselves?
那么巴兰的这个计谋就是迷惑神的百姓去。出具偶像东西去换钱。
And so one of the scheme of Balaam is for the members to eat things sacrificed to idols in order to commit sexual immorality.
不但这样子。
Not only such.
这个第六节有个尼哥拉党， 这个尼哥拉党我们简单说是一个骄傲的一些 group 啊，骄傲的人，骄傲。
And in verse 6, when we look at the term Nicolaitans, they refers to those who are proud, a group of them.
那么到了这个二十节，谈到以西别的教训。
And verse 20 refers to the teachings of Jezebel.
这个是淫乱的。
And this also refers to sexual immorality.
那么第三章的这个以弗所的教会，老底家的教会。
And chapter 3 that touched upon the church in Laodicea.
老底家的教会就是像十五节记载的不冷不热。
As recorded in verse 15, that they are neither cold nor hot.
所以我们根据这些缺点可以看为当时的教会哈。已经有这样的缺点了，不但这七个教会有什么缺点，失去爱心。
So if we were to look at the churches at that time, their first shortcoming left the first love.
贪财。
Second, greedy for monetary means.
淫乱。
Third, sexual immorality.
骄傲。
Fourth, pride.
不冷不热。
And fifth, they are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold.
启示录是已经写启示录的时候是主后九十年以后。
And the book of Revelation was written at AD 90.
那个时候十二个使徒剩下一个就是约翰。
And at that time, only one apostle was left out of the 12, and he is Apostle John.
所以这个使徒教会到主后90年已经这样的堕落。
Therefore, we can see that the apostolic church after AD 90 has already fallen behind.
那主要是要他们恢复这个德性的，就是要改掉这些错误。做一个德性的完全的教会。
And our Lord Jesus Christ wants them to be revived and to be a church of victory.
但是使徒教会并没有恢复，并没有改掉这些错误。
However, the apostolic church did not overcome these shortcomings.
就使徒教会一直变，以后就变成天主教。
And the church began to progress and change and transform into the Roman Catholic Church.
所以主耶稣对这七个教会的要求，这七个教会并没有做到。
And therefore, the request of Jesus Christ from these seven churches were not received from them.
那要紧哈，要紧是现在对现在的教会。
And what is important is the churches of today.
就使徒的教，使徒时代的教会是从完全哈。很完全的，一直流会的，到不完全。
Because
使徒教会是这样。
Because what happened is that the apostolic church was, which was very perfect, has become very imperfect.
很完全的状态就是五旬节那个时候，五旬节圣灵降临那个时候。
And during the time when the Holy Spirit descended at Pentecost, that was the time where it was most perfect.
你看那个时候啊，爱心多么大。
You can see how great the love was at that time.
对神对人的爱心啊，那个是最高峰啊，把财产都卖掉，都奉献。
And the love towards God and towards man was of the greatest ultimate point, where they even give up their properties.
有无相通啊，大家一家人。
That everyone has properties in communion and they are of one family.
我那十二个使徒呼不起来，那个时候已经增加到3000超过的信徒一条线。
And at that time, although there were over 3,000 members, but the 12 apostles all were of one heart and unity.
所以那个时候的这个教会就是最完全的教会的状态。
And hence the church at that moment was of the most perfect state.
但是他们从这个爱，很强的爱堕落。
But they have fallen from such a strong love.
当时同心表示谦卑。
At that time, they were of one accord, and this revealed their humility.
但是后来教会就发生一些尼哥拉党啊，就是骄傲的这个思想出来。
And then later, because there's this group of Nicolaitans who are very proud people, and therefore they become astray.
当时的教会是火热的，非常火热，不是不冷不热的。
At first, the church was very hot and fervent, and they are not lukewarm.
当时的教会里面不过有罪恶存在。
And at first, the church did not permit for any sin to dwell.
你看拿拿尼亚夫妻呀、
If you look at a couple of Ananias,
说谎话，立刻的圣灵给他死掉。
And once they lie, immediately the Holy Spirit sentenced them to death.
所以绝没有什么淫乱的事情存在。
And there were no way that promiscuity could be permitted.
可是到了主后九十年，那个教会就是离位了啊，就是这样失败。
However, after AD 90, the church has fallen.
那主耶稣是通过这七封信叫他们要恢复那个起初的最好的状态。
And with these seven churches, it is hoped that these churches will revive back to the former state.
可是没有实现。
But it did not come true.
所以这七封信要紧是我们今天的教会要接受。
And therefore, these seven letters should be received by today's churches.
使徒时代的教会是从完全到不完全。那现代的教会是从不完全到完全。相反
because the apostolic church declined from the most perfect state to one that is imperfect, but today's churches is of the opposite. We are striving towards perfection from a non-perfect state.
所以那七封信要看作一封信。现在每一个真的是教会，每一个有耳朵的信徒都要拿来看，对照自己，哦，有没有这个美点？假如有，要发扬光大；有缺点。要靠信人改掉这个多信的信徒，这个多信的教会。
And these seven letters are written to all the churches, and if you were to look at all the true Jesus churches today, those who have ear, let them hear, so that we can become a true member and be victory.
所以我盼望我们会看圣经的，要开始看启示录的，你先看第二章、第三章，这七封信的内容，对照每一个人，对照我们的教会。来靠主，赶快达到一个完全的德性的教会。
So that I hope that all of us who read the Bible shall dwell into chapter 2 and 3 and look into the content of these letters. So in order to reflect ourselves and to find our weaknesses and to overcome them in order to be perfect and to be a church of victory.
我们现在情况怎么样？真的好像这教会的缺点呢，教会蛮有的了。现在的信徒不领不受的占很多。
And if we look at the condition of our church, many of us are in a lukewarm state.
你说他没有信吗？但是他安息日也来。
If you say that he does not believe, but he come on the Sabbath day.
可是没有肉体。
However, there is no strength.
温水哈，煮菜煮不熟的。
And because.
温水啊
yeah, lukewarm water cannot cook any vegetables.
温水啊，煮干呀，煮这个鸡也是煮不熟的。
And neither can you cook a chicken from lukewarm water.
你用温水洗澡会着凉的，你看是用热水或者冷水。
And if you were to take a lukewarm shower, you shall receive a cold, and therefore you need a hot shower.
温水没有力量，没有力量。
Lukewarm water has no strength.
所以温水状态的信徒没有力量。
And members in the lukewarm state have no strength.
没有呼气的。
And they have no vibrancy.
没吸没挖了。
And they are.
没力。
They have no strength and they're neither living nor dying.
你说没有信，他有时候来，不是每个礼拜来哦，有时候一个月来一次了，好像没有信又好像有信。
And so you cannot judge as to whether he believes or not, because he may come maybe once a month.
就是失去了那个起初五旬节那个时候那个活着的状态，爱心的状态，圣洁的状态。
Because he has already lost the first love of the state of at Pentecost when he received the Holy Spirit.
当时一条心呐，3000多人一条心。
At that time, 3,000 members with one heart.
没有很多意见。
There were not too many opinions.
真是一家人。
They were like one family.
不是说，哦，你是白人啦，那我是黑人的，那你是黄人。没有那样的观念。
And there is no such discrimination as to saying that you are a Caucasian and I'm a Negro and that the other person is Chinese.
感谢主，我们真的是就这样的，这个，因为同一个姓名兄弟。所以事实上我们到非洲去到印度去我们绝不会看不起他们绝不会没有那个意见到时候我们只是一家人白人对大家 还是你甚至对大家一样，这很奇妙。一家人。
And hence, we thank God because all of us are born from the same spirit of the Holy Spirit. And if we were to go to India or Africa and we were to look at our black men, brethren, we will not discriminate against them, but we are one family.
正如说你是中国大陆来的，那你是马来亚来的，马来亚和新加坡也不一样哦。那西马和东马也不一样哦。我是西马的，你是东马的。真的是教会没有那一种区域的分别，我们是一家人。
And also there should be no discrimination within the churches as to the different regions you are from. Whether you are from Singapore or East or West Malaysia or from Taiwan, we are all in one family.
尤其好像我们温哥华教会这个是国际教会啊，我们很多也有白人的弟兄啊，有一位黑人的，我还没看到，听过有了，有印度来的了，印度来是不是今天没有来？我们这个白人、黑人、这个黄皮肤的通通有。但是我们一家人。
And just taking our Vancouver church as an example, we are an international church, quote unquote. And because we have brothers who are white and Chinese and also Indians as well.
有钱的没有钱的一样，有学问的你哪怕博士和那个没有读书的，我们都是一家人，没有说看不起对方的意见。
And all of us are the same, whether you are wealthy or not, or whether you are knowledgeable or not, we are all the same.
就是属灵时代的情况，所以主耶稣是要这堕落的教会要恢复那个最好的情况。
Because this is likened to the apostolic times, Lord Jesus wants to revive our church.
可是那个时候恢复不了，没有办法，没有办法再爬上去。现在要紧是现在我们这个真教会要爬上去，从这不完全的。
Although at that time they did not receive back to the perfect state, but what is important for us today is that we at the imperfect state should strive towards for perfection.
感谢主，我们现在休息十分钟，因为下一节讲到完，我们要特别祷告。我们还有好多没有多圣灵，我们要下一节讲到完，我们要特别求圣灵啊。所以这一节休息十分钟。
So now we are going to have a 10-minute intermission, and after the next session, we shall have a prayer session for the Holy Spirit.